Welcome, everybody. It's time for the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective. The Coaching Perspective with Master Certified Business Coach Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be with you in the studio here today.
Yes, sir.
And our topics for today, we have two topics, coaching clients to freedom and coaching clients for burnout. You know, we're starting off the month with a change in our format that I hope you're going to like. Sort of in the tradition of TED Talks, I'm going to attempt to break up the show into smaller segments so you can more easily stay focused on the topic and also so that you can complete a show at one sitting. I find many of you just don't have 40 minutes to sit there and listen. Not to insult my runner friends, I know you look forward to my long-windedness because it keeps you going there for the full distance, and we'll take care of that. But anyhow, that's what we're going to try to do, and so we're going to today kick it off with two separate topics. Well, the first one we're talking about is coaching clients to freedom. You know, as we get ready to celebrate our nation's Independence Day, today's July 2nd, it seems appropriate that we look at the role that we as coaches play in giving our clients freedom. I know that we talk a lot as coaches about giving the client permission, but that sounds like we're in charge, you know, the teacher talking to the student or the parent talking to the child to give them permission. I think that the term freedom is a better descriptor than permission because it leaves the client in charge, which is the way I want to do it. So how do we give them freedom? Well, there's a number of ways, and let me share some of the ways that I see us in the coaching field giving our clients freedom. We create a safe space where the clients can say whatever they want with no judgment or repercussions. You know, think of how often we hold back from expressing our thoughts or our opinions because of the reaction that it might generate from others. You know, I know that in my own case, this is going to sound a little weird, but that's me. I know that in my own case, that thoughts that stay in my head remain sounding brilliant. But thoughts that I express out loud often are exposed as much less than brilliant, sometimes even ridiculous. So there's freedom in creating a safe place for the client to talk and express those feelings. Another way we give the clients freedom is we encourage our clients to fail. And great coaches encourage them all the time to fail. It amazes me how many articles I read about childhood education that all point to the fact that learning is a process of dealing with failures. And yet we continue to stress in our society not making mistakes. And by the time children become adults, the habit of avoiding mistakes is built into their DNA. You know, the creative process is one of experimenting, or you could say one of learning from failures. But we don't look at it as failures when it leads to creativity. In the coaching sessions, we encourage the client to be creative, to look at and try on other perspectives, which is another way of saying we encourage them to fail by expressing any and all ideas, no matter how ridiculous they may seem. Freedom again. Another way we coach our clients to freedom is we allow them to vent. Admit it, we all need to just let go and really vent how we feel about situations sometimes. But society frowns on this as immature. And if you talk to yourself, then we may even judge you as crazy. Talking to your coach is not only venting, it is in fact setting the stage for a productive discussion about the situation. Think about this. The coach now knows your emotions about the issue, whether you're sad or mad or frustrated or whatever. The coach knows your view of the facts, your truth. And it usually becomes obvious to the coach what you're not looking at as you vent to them about the situation. All of this goes towards giving you the freedom to let go of your emotions, to cleanse yourself of your involvement so that you can start anew. Freedom again. Well, we also encourage our clients to play new roles. I would guess that in every business coaching assignment that I've had over the years, that at least once in every one of them, I ask the client to put themselves in their boss's or their subordinate's role. Yet it still amazes me the power in asking people to look at things from a different perspective or to play a new role. My own coach has asked me countless times during our phone coaching session to get up from my desk and go stand in the room in a different place, Doug, where that other person I'm talking about is, and now tell me what you see and what you hear. Ugh, it always makes me so uncomfortable to be playing those kind of games all by myself in an office as if there was somebody else there. But all of a sudden, I can see where the other person is coming from just by role-playing. Freedom again. We also encourage our clients to dream. We talked about encouraging our clients to fail, but encourage them to dream is a quantum step above that in my mind. It is asking them to think big, really big, to think the impossible, to dare to believe that it is possible to do whatever that is. It seems that the more experienced the business executive, the harder it is for them to dream big. I think the issue is that their assumptions are so well learned that they do not even see them anymore, and yet they are the limiting factors in our dreams. You know, coaching is all about freeing the client from their own mental restrictions. It is all about helping them to see opportunities where they currently only see problems. It is about tapping into their natural creativity where they only see the same old ways, and it is about creating a safe place for them to talk and, most importantly, to be listened to at a deeper level than their normal hallway conversations. All of those things support my contention that as coaches, one of our main jobs is to create freedom for our clients. And on this 4th of July weekend, I think that it's important that we think about that and we think about our coaching sessions and we take some pride as coaches in the freedom that we've created in our clients that allows them to go forward. And you know, maybe one of the greatest freedoms is the freedom to go forward without a coach. The freedom to be prepared to learn new tools, to learn new ways of dealing with their issues, so that they're not totally dependent on us all the time. Well, that's my story on freedom. And you know, I'm your host, Doug Gefeller. If you've kind of missed that, I've been a master certified coach by the International Coach Federation since 1999. And I've been coaching business owners, senior executives, and their teams for 20 years here in Southern California, all under the banner of the Coaching Perspective. If you'd like to know more about my coaching services, just go to my website, thecoachingperspective.com, or you can reach me the old-fashioned way, 714-726-8354. Our topic is coaching clients to avoid or deal with burnout. We've all heard the term burnout, but what does it really mean? Well, let me share with you what Wikipedia says, because whenever I don't know something, that's where I always go. Don't always agree with it, but in this case, I guess I do. They say that burnout is a psychological term that refers to long-term exhaustion and diminishes interest in work. Burnout has been assumed to result from chronic occupational stress, work overload. However, there is growing evidence that it is multifactorial in nature and can be found under problems related to life management difficulty. Wikipedia goes on to say the symptoms of burnout are similar to those of clinical depression. In a study that directly compared depressive symptoms in burned-out workers and clinically depressed patients, no diagnostically significant differences were found between the two groups. Burned-out workers reported as many depressive symptoms as clinically depressed patients. The view that burnout is a form of depression has found support in several recent studies. They go on to say that, in fact, burnout can be looked at in phases, and they give us a number of phases that we typically go through in burnout, or let me put it this way, they list a number of behaviors that we might recognize as coaches that would tip us off that somebody is having some problems with burnout. They are the compulsion to prove oneself, working harder, neglecting your needs, displacement of conflict, revision of values, denial of emerging problems, withdrawal, obvious behavioral changes, depersonalization, inner emptiness, and of course, depression. Well, that's what Wikipedia says, and I don't really disagree with it, but I want to make a distinction here between burnout and the term hitting the wall. If you're a runner, you've probably heard this term. Hitting the wall is a sports-oriented term used to describe physical exhaustion due to energy depletion, usually lack of glycogen. You know, it's not unusual for people to say they're burned out when they have really just hit the wall in terms of energy or the lack of energy they have to finish the task that they're working on. From their perspective, the feelings they're experiencing may be pretty much the same, whether it's hitting the wall or whether it's burnout. However, the treatment or dealing with it may be very, very different. And, you know, I want to be cautious here and say that serious burnout, because of the similarities or the studies that are tying burnout to clinical depression, many times are things that are beyond what a coach can work on or should be comfortable working on. But if we're not dealing with burnout, if we're talking about hitting the wall, then I think this is an area where the coach is the person to go to for help. You know, it's the coach's role to explore with the client which of these two situations the client's suffering from and what needs to be done. I can only tell you that in my own life, I've had a number of situations where I felt burned out and just could not go on pursuing the goal or the task any longer. However, through the encouragement of others, I was able to realize that I had just hit the wall and I needed to find a way to break through. For me, this usually involved dealing with short-term objectives, things that would come and go. Think of the runner competing in the race who was just a mile short of the finish line, and they feel like they can't go any further. They want to lay down and quit. However, the encouragement of the crowd and maybe their fellow runners convinces them to give it a second effort, and they're able to draw on reserves of strength and endurance that they did not even realize they had, and they finish the race successfully. This is the opportunity that we have as coaches, to help our clients tap into that reserve of strength and endurance that's needed to reach the finish line by breaking through that wall. However, if we're dealing with burnout, then our coaching would take on a different tack. You know, we kind of start out working with the client to identify what is causing the stress or the exhaustion that they're feeling. Is it external conditions or internal conditions? You know, if it's external conditions such as a demanding job or a supervisor, then we want to explore what could be done. We would first work with the client to see what they've already done to change the situation. And then we might look at some possible alternatives. I found that in too many cases, the client has a tendency to jump to the conclusion that they need to leave the situation long before they've truly explored whether they can in fact change the situation. Let me give you an example here. A number of times I have worked with clients who have told me, this is the wrong company, this is the wrong job for me, I need to get out of here, it just doesn't work. And as we did the coaching, as we explored what the problems were, we found out that there were a number of things that they had not done that they could do that might lead to the situation changing. It might be as simple as telling their boss, you know what, I just can't take your yelling at me anymore. I really need you to stop doing that. Or it might be sitting down and saying, you know, I just can't work 60 hours a week. If that's what's required of the job, it isn't the right job for me, but I'll give you a full 40 hours with 100% of my attention. Whatever it is, I found that an unbelievable number of times, the situation was able to be changed. All it took was people to speak up, sit down, analyze it, and approach it in a non-emotional way. Now, if it's an internal condition that's causing this kind of stress or hitting the wall, such as setting unreal expectations for yourself, then we have to look at other things. We look at, you know, what values is your current behavior honoring? Which of your values is it honoring? Or which of your values is it fighting against? All of this goes to say that I think as a coach, helping the client to distinguish whether, when they use the term burnout, whether they're really dealing with burnout, long-term issue, close to clinical depression, not our field maybe, or whether they've just hit a wall, in which case we need to explore with them the situations, both externally and internally, to see what are the alternatives, what are the options, and to give them the encouragement, to help them get up off the ground, to help them take a couple of deep breaths, to go that extra mile and finish the race. You know, as a coach, I look for ways to help the client break through the walls, to see the barriers as temporary, and to provide the support and the encouragement that they need to achieve their true capabilities. So I think this is one area, one of many, where we as coaches can really be of tremendous value to our clients. I think it's an area that many times people don't come to us looking for a coach to help solve this problem, but maybe some discussion with them about it might highlight some more opportunities for you as a coach to work with them. Well, I want to thank you for listening to our show today. If you're listening to our podcast, well, thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com, and be sure to check out our archives for other shows with some great guests from the past. And speaking of guests, if you'd like to be on the show, we're always looking for coaches, CEOs, and HR professionals to interview. Just send me an email, doug@thecoachingperspective.com. If you've missed any of our previous shows, go to either dgefeller, that's D-G-F-E-L-L-E-R, .podbeam.com, or you can go to our radio webpage on thecoachingperspective.com. And you'll find directions to listen to 3+ years of shows with some fascinating guests and a great range of topics. Well, this is Doug Gefeller. I hope that you've enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can put to use immediately to identify and achieve your goals. Have a great 4th of July weekend. You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective. The Coaching Perspective with Master Certified Business Coach, Doug Gefeller.